Leviticus 23, verses 26 and 27 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the tenth day of this month there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord." The second fall feast of the Lord for Israel is a day of atonement. As described in our text that I just read, the Hebrew is Yom HaKippurim, and is shortened to Yom Kippur. Leviticus 23, verses 26 and 27 that I read, make it clear that this is a time of affliction. It was intended to be a time of repentance and confession of sin, which produces a heart of humility and sorrow in the sincere sinner seeking God's forgiveness. Now, the Day of Atonement was to be a Sabbath, as Leviticus 23:28 explains, saying, "And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God." Today, Jews fast on Yom Kippur, but God never actually told the Jews to fast. Some extrapolate from the words "afflict your souls" in the text to mean fasting, but it's so unclear that rabbis have debated it right up to this very day. It would seem contradictory to call these feasts and then fast. Those words are polar opposites. Now, I've heard amateur linguists pretending to know Hebrew, or possibly they know they're being deceptive, I have no idea, but they teach that the word feast comes from what we would call a festival. It means a divine appointment. But that's just plain wrong. The word translated as feast is kag in Hebrew, and it's the word that is also used to translate the words to dance. Feasting and fasting are just simply incompatible. The one extra E in our English word makes all the difference. Sadly, the Jews seem to constantly miss the point of God's word and add things and delete things from the time of Moses right up to the time of Jesus and even up to our own day, as the Christ-rejecting Jews continue to do. As mentioned, Moses commanded, "And ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord." But all such observances of Yom Kippur are nothing less than Bible-denying blasphemy, now that Jesus, who was God in flesh, died to fulfill such sacrifices. And, of course, there's no temple to offer them anyway. The Yom Kippur, or Day of Atonement, was a precursor for the coming of Messiah. Ever since Jesus came and died to make atonement for sin, Yom Kippur was fulfilled in Him, and all such observances should have ended. In Hebrews 7:27 it says, "For this He did once, when He offered up Himself." Our sins are paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ, and no amount of personal reflection or confession or other such individual works will accomplish anything. Forgiveness of sins is not found through good works or religious acts, but only through the substitutionary atonement of Jesus Christ. Titus 3:4-7 says it all, and I quote, "But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that, being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Continuing to observe an annual Day of Atonement denies what Jesus has done for us and is a slap in the face of God Almighty. Hebrews 9:25-26 says, "Nor yet that He should offer Himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself." The Feast of Atonement was ended on the final Day of Atonement, that day when Jesus was murdered by His own blood brethren, the Jews, under the order of the wicked Roman Pontius Pilate and his government. But let us never forget what it was that put Jesus on that cross. It was our sins.